Hare Krishna. Our situation in this material world is like a blindfolded person who has no access to seeing anything, but who is repeatedly being beaten up and battered by the waves of samsara. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching is very scientific, because he explains that the sufferings we endure in this world can be personally experienced by every living entity. Like as if somebody is dunked under water upside down, and when he is suffocating, he is released. Again he is dunked under water. Similarly, the living entity goes from one misery to another with a little relief in between, and this is easily experienceable by all of us. So Mahaprabhu, in his teachings to Sanatan Goswami, said how the threefold miseries called Trivida Tap, Adhyatmika, Adhibhautika, Adhidaivika, these three things can be personally witnessed by the living entity. So the pain-giving potency of the Lord, namely external energy or Maya Shakti, how she covers and how she kicks, every one of us have personal experience. We don't need anybody to prove it to us. Nobody will ask, is there a scientific proof? We can practically see it ourselves. And how do we realize the presence of pleasure-giving potency? In this world, you will see that the one thing that every jiva hankers for is pure love. Wherever there is exploitation, we get frustrated. Wherever there is a selfless expression of love, whether it be from mother, father, or relatives, friends, or from a friend, even that iota of small experience also deeply satisfies us, and we look for it more and more. So the spiritual pleasure potency of the Lord Srimati Radharani is called abode of love, which means she is an ocean of that love, few droplets of which are also extremely pleasing. So Srila Prabhupada gives an example in his purport that when you render some selfless service to somebody, that gives you a deep sense of satisfaction and joy. Why is it so? Because this is actually the nature of the soul, to be selfless and to express love and affection. It's very natural for us. It's original position of the soul, he says. So whenever we do any activity in our original position, we feel a confirmation from within, and we feel satisfaction, and we feel like repeating it. One will see that. So in this way, the pleasure potency is power, and the power of bhakti, which softens the heart in relation to the Supreme Lord, gives an inexplicable oceanic joy even in the early stages. So in this way, the pleasure potency and the pain potency, both are simultaneously available for our choice. In the chanting of the holy names, there are three transcendental seeds, Krishna, Ram and Hara. So Krishna and Ram are the energetic Supreme Lord, and Hara is the pleasure potency, energy of the Lord. So when one calls out this holy name, Srila Prabhupada explains how it is like a genuine cry of a child to the mother to be uplifted and to be handed over to the father, Lord Hari. So this one great secret is revealed by Jiva Goswami. He says, if a devotee accepts chanting as the foremost activity for attainment of love of God in his life, this is one condition, he says. You should not think that I will have to do some extra meditation or pranayam or something else to calm my mind. But one should have firm faith that for attainment of love of God, I don't need anything other than chanting of the holy name. If one has this type of conviction, then he says, and along with this, one is convinced that one does not need any high birth like Brahmana birth in order to attract the grace of the Lord. One should be convinced. No other external qualifications are required to attract the Lord's grace. And such a person, when he is extremely meek and humble in all situations and is awaiting the grace of the Lord without putting any conditions, and having hope against hope in the Supreme Lord and his energy, pleasure potency. With these three conditions, if one chants the holy name, Jiva Goswami says, he is sure to attain success. Again, I repeat, first one he says, one should consider the chanting of the holy name to be the only mode of attainment of love of God. And one understands that high birth or higher learning are not necessary to attract the grace of Lord Hari. And thirdly, one should be extremely meek and humble while living in this world, while dealing with the nature, dealing with the other living entities, while dealing with Supreme Lord in all circumstances and situations. And one is meek and humble and having hope against hope, always with the head bent low at the lotus feet of the Lord. When one approaches the Lord and his pleasure potency and chants the holy name, such a person will definitely attain success, he says. So in this way, like a child's genuine cry for the mother, that is compared to the chanting of the holy name of a devotee. Oh Mother Hara, the supreme pleasure potency, who is a ocean of bliss and ocean of love, one who pleases the Supreme Lord by your devotion, and one who attracts the living entities by your vatsalya or your motherly compassion, please pick me up and place me at the lotus feet of Lord Hari, from whom I have turned away, having become distracted by the external energy, and I am being battered in the waves of samsara. This is actually the meaning of the Mahamantra which we are reciting. And a devotee should uplift the consciousness which is right now downtrodden by the material atmosphere and infection of the three modes. One has to rise the mind above it. That is why we practice a life of sattva-guna. Sattva-guna means pure eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Everything we do pure, then it is very easy to lift the mind. Mind will become like a light cotton. It can be lifted up and can be placed in a position of sattva-guna from where one can offer this type of fine prayers. Otherwise, if you are downtrodden in rajoguna, tamoguna, we cannot understand these things. So when people couldn't understand Prabhupada, they just chant. If you cannot understand anything, just chant. But after some years, when you understand these prayers, we try to offer these prayers, because the real secret of spiritual life and spiritual advancement lies here, by offering the right prayer in the right consciousness to draw the grace of Lord Hari through the help of pleasure potency Srimati Radharani. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, who are just like desire trees, who are ocean of mercy and full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha ananta koti vaishnava vrindaki vaishnava thakur ki Srila Prabhupada ki.